98.1 KZE. MK with you. Delighted to welcome to the studio Heather and PJ from the new and improved Egremont Barn. I'm going to awkwardly shuffle myself around to look at you. Hello. Welcome.
Hello. Great to be here.
Yeah. Hi. So tell me a little bit about your acquisition of the now Buttonball Barn. This is really exciting. I know it's been going through kind of a turbulent time, and we're delighted that you guys took over and you have so much energy and so many ideas. So give me a little background. How did you come across it and decide to go for it?
Well, thanks so much for having us. My partner Doug and I are music lovers, and the problem with the barn and the Buttonball Inn, mm-hmm. previously Egremont Village Inn and Egremont Barn, is that they were closed.
Yeah.
So it wasn't even that it was in disrepair. I mean, the doors had been closed. And as someone who grew up locally, music, musicians, artists, having a place of community to be, to go, to join, to celebrate is wildly important. And around here where we live in the Hudson Valley, we really need places like this to, that's what we grew up with. It's what we have been, it's really the fabric of our lives. So to have it closed and shuttered was, you know, almost like shuttering of the soul.
I mean, it really took away the center of the art scene in that area.
It really did. And we have a big art scene and we have so many talented local musicians. But here's the other thing is that we have an amazing venue that is really one of a kind. I mean, this barn is from the 1800s. We raised the roof on the barn. The sound in the place is phenomenal.
Literally raised the roof.
It's a magical, phenomenal place. And the fact of the matter is that places like this are not popping up around the country. They're closing around the country. And Doug and I just were not going to let it happen. So it was a bit spontaneous. Mm-hmm. We've taken a huge, huge leap of faith, and it is a labor of love into the entire community, into the entire music, you know, pool that come through us. And I want to talk about PJ, who's here with me, bringing in new talent into the barn to bring also new talent to our area, mm-hmm. that come from faraway places like Nashville. And then it's like that symbiosis of, wow, they hear something here. We go there. They come here.
Yeah.
And that's really what music needs to be about.
Exactly. And I've toured a bunch as an artist myself, so I know a lot of the touring artists out there now, and it's so fun to get in contact with them and say to them, like, dude, you have no idea what this place is like, an oasis on the road. Like, if I found this place on the road in my touring years, I would have freaked.
Yeah.
I mean, it's another world. It's really that you can reboot as a band. You can do laundry. I mean, it's like home. It really is. And I will really want to bring the best music to this area.
You've got quite a full calendar already. I was looking ahead at the schedule, and you've got several weeks at least booked out. What kind of bands are you bringing in so far?
Tonight's Brian Delzani. He's doing the music of Neil Young, and he eerily sounds like Neil. It's incredible. But we have Griffin House coming up in November. Peter Bradley Adams, Mike Ferris.
Great.
Richard Schindel.
A lot of our KZE favorites, yeah.
Right. Yeah. I keep you guys in mind with my book and pen.
Thank you very much.
So you'll be getting more shows. I got a lot on hold right now that I'm dying to confirm, and that's going to come up.
And I know that there was a long history at the barn of a really beloved open mic, and it looks like that is still on the roster. Are you going to be running the open mic?
I won't be running it, but it's still going to be happening.
Fantastic.
Every Wednesday for sure. I kind of want to make it like Eddie Zaddick does in outside of Atlanta, like a competitive... a winner every Monday, and
then a
shootout at the end of the year. I've been involved in that, and I'm sure a lot of writers have, and it's really, really fun.
That's a good time, yeah.
Along with writers in the round as well.
Yeah, for sure. Heather, how about you? What's your booking philosophy? Is this something that, I mean, you told me you come from a fashion background. How does that kind of transition into the music world? How are you finding it?
Well, I come from a diverse background in fashion because I work for musicians.
Okay.
So a little bit coming out from behind the curtain, for some of the listeners who may know me, my name is Heather Thompson, and I was on the Real Housewives of New York City for 3 seasons.
Really?
Yes.
What was that like? Was it fun?
So it's nice to meet you, but not to deter from the question.
Yeah.
So I have run fashion industry. I've worked in the fashion industry for most of my career. I grew up here locally, under a single mom who ran a breakfast, lunch, and dinner restaurant 7 days a week. So I really can't come out of hospitality, but I really come out the barn and the inn As a local.
Yeah.
I really come at it as someone who is from this community and of this community and wants to lean into this community and keep it as amazing and incredibly evolving as it needs to evolve. We're bringing younger people are moving back into the community. We had a while here where we had an aging population and places like the Barn were closing and we see restaurants closing and we're starting now to feel that population is changing and shifting and we need to answer that call. So to PJ's point, he's bringing in a bunch of artists that you guys all listen to all the time. We have a roster of local artists that have been incredible for the Barn and new local artists. And then it's additional programming.
Yeah.
Like we're talking about open mic. Definitely really, really sacred still at the Barn. New talent keeps coming in. We even have surprise guests sometimes that are actually famous performing at open mic. There's ideas around singing and contests. And so the programming, to expand the programming outside of just traditional music. Wanda Houston is someone that sings at the Barn traditionally. Locally, she's a very famous and sought after singer. We want to do singing with Wanda Houston one night at the Barn.
Yeah.
So like in singing and songwriting where you pass out songs and everybody gets to sing with an amazing talent like PJ. And then just to back up to PJ or other people that are local, we brought PJ onto the team as an artist, booking other artists, mm-hmm. right? So that's the really important plug-in too, is that Doug and I know great music, right? But we're not totally linked into the network of musicians and talent and the needs of them and the desires and what people are looking for to listen to like PJ is. So diversity makes a team. Diversity makes the best table. And that's what the Barn's going to bring to you guys.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like you have all of the ingredients. And I mean, just yourself, Heather, you've got kind of the best of both worlds with the local side. You know, you grew up in this area. You love it. You see it for what it is and, you know what it needs to really thrive. But you've also got that entertainment background and you've kind of seen that side of the industry too. And, you know, you've got an eye for fashion also. So I'm sure the place looks great.
Thank you. I'm proud to say it does. We have... it's been a Herculean effort. I really will say that we closed on the property at the end of April. We took possession a little bit earlier because we needed to get ready for the summer season. We mm-hmm. could not let the summer season in the Berkshires go by without live music at the Barn. Yeah. And of course, people are going to need a place to rest their heads.
Tell me about the inn. Yeah.
So we kicked the can. The inn is from the 1700s. It's an original, original guest house, really. It was only ever once lived in by the original owner as a family home, and then it turned into a guest house late in the 1700s. There's a carriage house on the property that we also use. So it's a 12-room inn, originally from the 1700s. There's been some additions put on. The barn was erected in the 1800s. It's a New England farm property. We have beautiful acreage with a wildlife sanctuary behind us.
Oh, gorgeous.
We're going to be offering all types of programming within this play and stays. You know, come listen to amazing bands and walk just steps away and put your head down, great breakfast, great food, and of course, an amazing community with really killer musicians.
Yeah, that's so awesome. We're talking about the Button Ball Barn. If you're just joining me, it is open for business, better than ever, an amazing lineup of musicians and programming. And did I see on the website that you're available for private events as well?
Yes, we are available for private events. We, Ashley, PJ, and I were just booking a Grateful Dead cover band for somebody's rehearsal dinner next year on the way here.
Very fun.
Yeah, yeah. Come and see us. It's a really incredible property. I mean, from closed door house concerts, you know, from names that you're going to be just astounded to see, to, you know, showdowns and hootenannies and live shows where we're going to open the doors to the community with free concerts. Everything is going to be there at Button Ball. We are a place for everyone. It is a place. We've got the barn and we've got the inn and the place is Button Ball. Please come see us there. We're dying to have you.
You guys are so excited. I love it.
Totally.
And it's Button Ball Barn because it's on Button Ball Road, right? Folks might not know that.
Yeah. So yeah. Right next to us is Button Ball Lane, which is a historical lane. Egremont is a really historical town. I mean, like George Washington marched through there and stuff. We know Austerlitz is right close to Red Hook. I mean, we're old around here.
Yeah.
So next to us is Button Ball Lane, which Button Ball stands actually for the sycamore tree. Mm. And if you go chat GPT what that stands for, it stands for community. It stands for local roots. So we were like, it's kind of perfect and it's really fun.
Yeah.
So that's
beautiful.
Us.
And speaking of free music, I did notice that there was some coming up. Of course, my screen's gone black now. But when it comes back, do you remember off the top of your head, PJ, who's coming up for the free music
Griff
night?
Anthony.
There you go. Oh, that's my nice. Brother. No worries.
We're proud of our free musicians and free music for the community.
Yeah, that's
as
so awesome.
Proud as we are as the highest ticket we charge. Yeah. We're proud of it all.
Yeah, and Griff is family. Don't miss that one. He's great.
Very cool. I'm also really excited. You've got Grain Thief coming through tomorrow, who I want to say have been here at KZE before. They're absolutely wonderful, and I found this great cover that they did recently of a KZE favorite called Sorry You're Sick. So should we play this one?
Show
yes.
it.
Yes.
98.1 KZE. They're at the Button Ball Barn tomorrow. KZE Grain Thief. You can catch them tomorrow night at the Button Ball Barn. It's Heather Thompson and PJ Pacifico in the studio with me. This has been so much fun.
Love being here.
Totally. Love being back.
So what else do we need to know coming up at the barn? What should we not miss? Just everything, right?
PJ Pacifico will be there in 2 weeks. You got to check our schedule and listing. I can't wait. I've got a whole gaggle of retreaters coming. Lots of girls are going to be at the barn that weekend too for PJ. So any other boys that are looking for some fun, come on around.
All right. Button Ball Barn, it is definitely going to be the place to be this fall and on into the future. And we can't wait to hear what else you guys do with it.
Come on and see us.
Totally.
We got your community bulletin board and Courtney Barnett up next on KZE.